Welcome to the Homebase Travel Agent Show, and this is show number 391. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and I am happy to have you here with us today. And I'm wondering, have you ever thought about advertising in the Yellow Pages? Or maybe in the newspaper? Well, I know I have, and I even tried it. It didn't work, and that was a long time ago. Now there's social media. And in today's show, we're going to talk about social media and how to get your advertisements in there and how to make them effective and hopefully drive business to your bottom line. So stand by for that, and I hope you find this useful and maybe increase your bottom line as a result. Anyway, if you want to drop me an email, you can do that at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And I love to hear from the listeners, and we really appreciate you dropping us an email from time to time, letting us know what you would like to hear on the show or if something that we can do different. And I would really appreciate that. And I know we're always trying to improve the audio here on this show, and that's a challenge sometimes with some of the services and technology out there. So I just apologize in advance if the audio is a little flaky here in the upcoming show, but I think the content is valuable enough to make up for that. So please bear with us, and we hope you find the show useful. Also, I want to let you know that we are a proud affiliate member of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, NACTA, N-A-C-T-A. And if you haven't joined up for NACTA yet, you might give them a try. They really are out there for the home-based travel agent, brick-and-mortar agent. However you work, NACTA will help you out. And they have some great regional affiliates, offices, not offices, but they have groups, regional groups, I guess is what I'm trying to say, where you can go and get some personal support, especially if you're working alone at home all the time. So give NACTA a try. That's NACTA.com, N-A-C-T-A.com. And if you want to check out the Facebook page for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, go over to Facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. So enough of all the chatter here. What I want to do is get right into the show and let you hear about how to target your advertising in social media. So here we go.
Well, welcome everyone to the interview portion of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And we're glad you're here because Catherine Heeg and I are here with you. And it's just maybe by some kind of miracle because we've had more technology problems today than I've had in the past 5 years. So,
you're technically savvy, Barry.
Yeah, I've got backup means here too to get a podcast done, and I'm glad I do because one platform doesn't work, and then you have to go to another, and that's kind of, for the listeners, that's kind of what we just experienced. And also, when we were trying it on the other platform, we lost Laureen. She wasn't able to connect. And then that happened to us. We weren't able to get the audio through. So anyhow, you're probably not interested in all those technical details, but hey, Catherine and I are here and we want to talk about how you can advertise and use social media to do that. You know, it's a whole new world. We used to do this by Yellow Pages and newspapers and, you know, whatever else, but today's different. And Catherine's here to help us with that. So welcome on board, Catherine. Love to have you back. It's great to have you back.
Thanks, Barry. It's great to be here again. You know, you mentioned Yellow Pages and newspaper advertising. That was great back in the day. And when I was a travel consultant eons ago, that's pretty much all we had, along with those little sheets that they had at the coffee shop or your church bulletin or your community newspaper. But now we've got so many cool new options that make it even easier to reach the right people in the right place and at the right time.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, I'm technically savvy, and I spend a little time on Facebook, but I don't know much about advertising on that platform or Instagram. And that's why we have you here, I guess. But how do you do that?
Come a long way You know, it used to be that you could pop up an ad and it was pretty easy to work through the targeting options. But now Facebook has linked up with Instagram and the targeting options just exploded. It's so cool with how finitely you can target people. You know, it used to be that you could kind of target by income level and some interest. But now you can target not only by income level, which I know we've had some questions in the past about that, and that's a great way to target, but also on top of income level, we can target by zip code, we can target by finitely what people are interested in. So, for example, if people are interested in river cruising, you can target, and let's say you want to sell a group to on a river cruise, you can target by zip codes where you feel that people are of the age and stage in life and level that they'd want to be going on a cruise. You can target by their interest. So they might be interested in cruising or river cruising. They might also, if you find the demographics of river cruising, that those kinds of people also like to be physically active. You can target golfers and tennis players and fitness buffs and yoga people and folks that like meditation. You can also target by the type of food that they like. So let's say you're doing this river cruise and it's going through Europe, and you can target by French cuisine, German cuisine, Italian cuisine. So depending where this river cruise is going, you could find people to target that meet that criteria. So it's really a much better way than advertising in the newspaper, where it goes out to everybody in the city and only a portion of those people are interested in what it is that you have to sell.
Now, to do this, you have to have a Facebook business account. Is that correct?
Yes. You need to have a business page on Facebook, and then you need to go into Ads Manager and make sure you have a credit card on file because they need some place to charge your ads to. And then just stay within that Ads Manager platform. I've looked at using Business Manager, which is another offering that Facebook has, but I like sticking just with Ads Manager. It's way more intuitive and it's way clearer. Set up your ads. Once you're in Ads Manager and you have your credit card set up, then you can start creating some audiences for the types of things that you'd like to advertise. And the cool thing with setting up these audiences is you can set up as many as you like. So let's use the river cruising example again. Maybe you have a group of people or that you want to take on a European river cruise. You can set up an ad audience just for European river cruisers. And then let's say you have another group of that you're looking to sell, and it's an Asian river cruise. You can set up a whole other audience to reach that person. Or maybe it's a ski trip, or maybe it's a coach tour of Europe. Each of those types of people that you're targeting are going to be different, and you can set up ad audiences to reach all of those specific targeted groups.
Wow. So you can target those people with an ad. So that kind of means that you're going to have to write different ads for those target audiences, I would imagine.
Yes, absolutely. Let's say you have two groups that you want to focus on selling, or two types of travel that you want to focus on selling. You would need to write ads for each of those groups and develop the audiences for each of them. But let's say you're not sure. Let's do the Europe River cruising as an example. So let's say you're not sure if your graphics or your text is going to work well for that audience. Another really cool thing out there where you can split test to better understand which type of ad is going to work best with each audience. So let's use the river cruising example. Maybe you have two different videos from river cruising that you're not sure which one is going to work better. You can set up this split test, which is basically a way to change only one aspect of your ad and keep all the other things stable so that you can test which one is going to work better with your audience. So we have two separate videos that we want to split test. We're going to use the same text, the same headline for the ad, and the only variable is going to be the video. Set that ad up, and based on your audience reaction, Facebook will tell you which ad resonates better with your audience. It gives you a chance to test the video. You can split test with two videos, or you can split test with up to four different videos, and then Facebook will let you know which one works best with your audience. And if you don't want to split test the video, maybe you only have one video that you want to use, you can split test using different text or different headlines as your one variable, and then Facebook will choose which one resonates best with your audience. It's pretty cool if you're a new advertiser and you're not really certain what your tone of voice might be or what words might work best with your audience that you've set up. You can test that out and allocate a certain budget to each option, and then Facebook will spend that amount of money and tell you which is the winner. So it's pretty slick.
Wow. So in a nutshell, you go into Facebook, you create your business page, then you go into the ad manager, and you can select your target audience based on their interests. So if it might be a European river cruise, you can maybe find people who like European food or activities that would fit with that type of a cruise. And then you can take your videos and use those videos to target that audience. And you can actually have two videos targeting the same audience, and you can measure which one has the most success for you, right?
Yes, it's pretty amazing what you can do. And no, people might be rolling their eyes about video and concerned about if they need to shoot this video themselves. Most people are going to use the videos that are provided by the supplier. So if you're using a certain supplier for your group river cruise to Europe, then you want to use the videos that they've produced for you already. Or if you have a bunch of your images and you want to create your own video using those still images, you can do that as well. But most people, in setting up an ad, would just use the video that's created by the supplier. And you know what, Barry? Sometimes the supplier even gives you some text that they might suggest that you use in a Facebook post or in an ad. You could even use that text without having to write your own text.
Well, and they've probably already tested their videos or their text through this A-B method, testing one and testing the other, and they will give you the one that's worked best for them, and you basically don't have to do anything other than put your information in there as to how people would contact you, right?
Yeah, but keep in mind that what the cruise line writes for you may not sound like your own voice. But of course, we don't all sound perfect like the cruise line writing. So we might want to adjust that text a little bit to make it sound a little bit more like yourself.
Okay, yeah, good point.
Yeah, so that your clients can hear your voice in it and not the voice of an advertising writer. And then change it up a little bit, add some emojis to it, and make it interesting, make it your own. And then you've got your audience. That, and then you can always go back and tweak not only your audiences, but tweak the text in the ad based on what you learn from your split test, from your A-B test.
So essentially, you can always go in and do some tweaking to see what's going to give you the best results.
Exactly. Facebook will help you with that when you use this split testing option. But then you might also have some other ideas. And making it your own and personalizing it with your own voice is really going to help your audience stand up and go, oh, yeah, that sounds like Susie Q, my travel agent, talking.
Now, this ad will go to just your friends on Facebook, or it extends further?
Depending how you set up the audience. If you set up the audience using some of those criteria that we talked about, zip codes and interests, it will go to people that meet that criteria. That leads to one other thing that's really cool, because if you have your client list set up with their email addresses, you can put that list into Facebook, and Facebook will match up the email addresses that you've given it from your client list with people that have a Facebook account. Then you can advertise specifically to your client list.
Oh.
Think about how powerful this is. This is just magic for a lot of people. Because, you know, you might have a client list of 5,000 people. You put that into an Excel spreadsheet. Facebook matches it up with Facebook users with that email address. And it might deliver you a custom audience of, say, 4,000 people. Maybe you couldn't find 1,000 of those people that you had on your list, but it found 4,000 of them. Right there, you've got a great target audience that you can use over and over again. And the magic happens if your audience, if you split that up, if you can divide it into subsets of types of travelers. So we all know that in your client list, you might have some die-hard cruisers. You might have some die-hard people that just love land touring, motor coach tours. If you split those up, you can create two target audiences. So once again, you can deliver ads to that audience that loves cruising and deliver it only to them. And then deliver motor coach touring to that other audience that just loves to travel by motor coach. So the possibilities are kind of endless if you get to thinking about it, but it's a really cool way to reach the people that you want to reach who are going to be interested in what you have to say.
Yeah, you know, as a Facebook user, when I go onto Facebook, I see ads pop up, and those ads are related to my interest. And quite, those ads look like posts. Actually, they look like posts that I might get from anyone, but they're actually advertisements. And it's kind of amazing how they match my interests there with those ads that are popping up, and the travel agent can do the same thing.
Exactly, exactly. That, what you just mentioned, is how it works. And it appears in their feed as a post, and you'll usually see that sign called a little word sponsored at the top left of the post, and then you know that it's an ad. But if you're finding that you're getting ads that are related to what you like and what you are interested in, that means that it's working. And so for the travel pro, if you target really well, it's going to work for you too.
Now the ultimate question is, how much does it cost? This sounds like it's pretty expensive.
Ah, good question. The cost is whatever you want it to cost, because you can set your budget, either a daily budget or a lifetime budget for that ad. So if you tell, when you're setting up your ad, if you say you only want to spend $10 on that ad, that's all it'll spend, and then the ad turns off, you know that you're only going to spend $10. And if you have a higher budget than that, you just put that in. And I usually select a lifetime budget because I'm going to run an ad for 4 or 5 days. And then if I set that lifetime budget at $15 or whatever, it spreads it out over that 4 or 5 days. Again, you know exactly how much you're going to spend. And if you go in and look at the results from the ad and you see it's not performing really well and it's not spent your whole budget yet, you can turn that ad off or edit it so that it meets better criteria and it becomes more relevant.
So you can actually edit the ad mid-budget. So you set a lifetime budget and maybe you want the ad to run 2 weeks after the first week. You don't think it's doing so well, so within that lifetime, you can tweak that ad at any time you want.
Yes, certain parts of it you can tweak, but yes, or you can just start over again and start a different ad and maybe make the wording different, make the audience different, maybe make the where it shows up different. Maybe you want to add right-hand column on your Facebook page, or maybe want to add Instagram into the options of where it's going to be shown. You can do that, tweak it a little bit, and then see how it performs. Again, if you don't like it, you can always turn it off. So it gives you lots of latitude in where you're going to target your ad, how much you're going to spend, and the visuals or the creative that you're going to add to it.
So performance, how do they measure performance? Is that when someone clicks on the post that your ad, or how do they charge you? How do they know how to use up your budget amount?
That's a good question. There's an opportunity to select your objective when you're setting up your ad. So your objective might be to get more traffic to your Facebook page, or it might be to gain more engagement, or it might be for video views. There's a number of different options that you can choose, and then it provides the data based on that objective that you selected. If you selected video views, it's going to optimize for video views by showing it maybe to people that like to watch video. We don't know what their total algorithm is, that's a secret, but we can guess that it's going to optimize to get the best bang for your buck. If you set up for video views, it's going to show your video and optimize for that. So it's going to show you then your results of how many people looked at your video for 10 seconds. Or you can also choose how many people looked at your video for 2 seconds. So it then bases the results on what you chose as your objective. Then, if we want to really see some magic come out of that, after your ad has run, it keeps track of the people who have viewed your video. And then you can go in and create another custom audience based on the people who have viewed your video. Isn't that slick? So you set up an ad with it.
Wow.
Then you can target those people again who viewed that video.
So basically what happens is somebody's looked at your video and you've kind of got them at the top of your sales funnel because they've looked at it. Now you have an opportunity to create another ad targeting those people to try to pull them further into your sales funnel and maybe make a sell.
That's where the power of Facebook ads comes in, because you can keep bringing more and more people into your sales funnel. If they've watched your video, you can create a custom audience of people that watched your video for 3 seconds, people that watched your video for 10 seconds, people who watched your video for 25% of the time. And then you can also target people who have watched in the last 365 days or anything less than that. Then you can show them another video or bring them somehow further down into your funnel. Pretty slick.
Yeah, it is. That sure takes us a long way from the yellow pages, doesn't it?
It sure does, and that coffee-stained newspaper ad that we all used to take out. Pretty phenomenal now what you can do. But, you know, look at the difference that it makes in your feed. You're seeing information that's relevant to you and what you want to see, then you're more interested in clicking on the information and learning more from that ad, right?
That's true. I get what I'm interested in on my Facebook page.
And then let's say you see something on your Facebook page, an ad, and there's not a video to watch, but there's a link to click, or you go ahead and like or comment or share that ad. Then, as an advertiser, you can target people that's engaged with your page in some way, shape, or form. Maybe they've visited your page, maybe they clicked on one of your call to action buttons. You can set up an ad audience for those people as well. Here again, you're adding to your funnel and putting more and more people into that funnel and then creating a series of ads and posts that will draw those people further into the funnel and create some leads for your business.
Amazing.
Mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yeah, now, when you create your ad, is there a way that, and I'm sure there is, but to put the URL for your web page so that you can drive people to your web page where they can see more of your contact information or get more information, that type of thing?
Yes, absolutely. There's a box right when you're completing and working through the ad template, there's a box where you can add your URL. So the tip here is to make sure that you add the URL that's related to your ad content. If you're talking about a trip to Italy in your ad, you want to use the URL to your website where they can find out more information about that trip to Italy. You don't want to send them to a page that talks about going to the Antarctic, for example. We want to direct
right.
exactly to the page where they're going to see more information.
Okay. Wow, that is just totally awesome. And I would imagine after you use it for a while, you get good at it. And getting good at it means that you're going to drive some clients into your fold.
Exactly. And I've written a whole bunch of articles on my blog about targeting for ad audiences. So people are welcome to go there and check that out. And keep in mind that things change frequently on Facebook. And so they're always adding cool new options for targeting, cool new options for reaching people in a different fashion. So unfortunately, once you think you kind of have it, then something may change. It's technology for you. But chances are it's going to make your life easier and make it more effective. Your intended audience.
And for people to get a hold of you, to find your blog, to engage your services, because I know you help people with things like this, how do they find you?
Find me on my website, which is CMS, like Customized Management Solutions, and then the word speaking. So it's CMS. speaking.com. Find me on Facebook.
Okay.
This page is that same, Customized Management Solutions. Or you can even find me on my personal page and then get to my business page. And my personal page is, of course, my name, Catherine Heeg.
Okay. Very good. I think, you know, this is something that we may want to come back to, revisit again here on the show. And I'd love to have you back to do that. Especially, maybe we could talk maybe a little bit more in depth about how people are using it and some of their successes with it.
That would be great, because there are so many different ways people are using advertising and so many different options that you can take when setting up your ads that it's really a course unto itself.
Yeah, that would be the how to target your advertising. You know, that could be a whole topic in and of itself, actually.
And then how to set up ads that reach that target. You know, what kind of images work? What kind of text works? What other things, as far as call to action and buttons, can you add in that are going to make it even more effective. And there's something dynamic ads, which are really dynamic, and that's a whole other conversation unto itself. But it's another way for you to test and have a sample of what kind of text, what kind of headlines, what kind of graphics are going to be relevant to your audience. Testing to a different level.
Yeah, a lot to talk about, and I know we want to have you back, Catherine.
Thank you, Barry. That would be great. And next time, we'll have Lorene joining us.
Yes, we will. It's been a challenge technically today. Even throughout this interview, using another platform to record it, there's some breakup going on here, you know, in the audio, and you know, I know I'm a fussy person about the audio, and I hate to have that breakup, but there may be nothing else we can do today because we've been through two platforms already trying to get this recorded. But anyhow, those are issues for me and not too interesting for the listener, I'm sure. But I do apologize if there's some audio problems here in this recording. With that, I want to tell you all how to get a hold of me, and you can contact me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And we hope that you'll join us next month. This is the show for May of 2018, and we look forward to having you all back next month. So, and I do want to wish Catherine a goodbye here, but I do want to give her the last word. So, Catherine, what do you think?
Well, thanks, Barry, for having me on today. I appreciate it. And for those of you out there who are just starting in Facebook ads, I'm happy to give you a call. We can work together on a coaching basis. And even if you've been doing ads forever, there are some new things that I'm happy to talk with you about, answer your questions, and make sure that things run smoothly for you. So thanks again for having me on, Barry. It's great talking with you.
Yeah, great talking with you. And I'll just mention that if you missed the website here for Catherine or the Facebook page for Catherine, there will be links in the show notes so that you can click and get right to Catherine's page, and you can contact her, and that would be great. Okay, Catherine, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Barry. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Catherine, for some great information. I really appreciate it, and I hope the listeners do too. I'm sure they will. It's a great opportunity to get out there and try out that advertising and social media and see what happens. And boy, if things work for you, let me know. I'd really be interested in how this works out. I know a lot of people have a lot of success with advertising and social media. It's out there. I know when I load up Facebook, I see ads that are obviously directed towards me and my interests. So maybe this will help your bottom line. I hope so. So thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to having you back next month here on the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and we will be back and with better audio, I hope. Anyhow, I keep obsessing over the audio, but it bugs me. Anyhow, love to have you aboard here on the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. Really appreciate your interest. And if you've been a long-time listener, I want to thank you for that, too. Actually, we've been around a long time. We're one of the oldest podcasts, continuously running podcasts out there in the internet space. So we've been around here for a long time, since 2005. Anyhow, I want to thank you once again. Email me at barry@hometravelagent.net. And we will see you next month. And until then, have safe travel. Stay healthy. Bye-bye, everyone.